I consider all things so much rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead. But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Jerome, a great doctor of the church. Of course, the term doctor does not carry the meaning we usually use for it, of someone who has earned a PhD degree, like Dr. Karen Hollenbeck, or someone who is a medical doctor, like Dr. Bill Curry. Rather, a doctor of the church is someone whose teachings and writings have been revered over the centuries of Christianity and are extremely helpful in understanding and living the faith. Think about it this way. A PhD doctor helps our minds to be sharper. An MD doctor helps our bodies to feel better. So a doctor of the church helps our souls to draw closer to Christ. One of the main reasons the church dubbed Saint Jerome a doctor of the church is because he translated the Bible, especially the Old Testament, from Hebrew and Greek into Latin. That translation into Latin was completed around 405 AD, when virtually everyone in the Roman Empire spoke Latin. Hence, it was called the Vulgate, the Vulgate, because Latin was the vulgar language of the common people. Now, vulgar, not in the sense of street slang or curse words, that kind of vulgar, but vulgar as simply the common language that everyone spoke. Hence, it was called the Vulgate. In fact, the Vulgate was held in such high esteem that in 1563, the Council of Trent declared the Vulgate was the authoritative version of the Bible for the whole Catholic Church. That declaration did not mean, though, that Jerome's translation was flawless, but it did mean that it was faithful. Someone who was not a fan of St. Jerome's Vulgate translation was none other than the mighty St. Augustine, Jerome's contemporary. St. Augustine is also declared a doctor of the church. And these two doctors disagreed and disputed a lot. Someday in your spare time, you should read the heated correspondence between Jerome and Augustine. It's even better than watching a presidential debate. Basically, Augustine argued that Jerome should stick to the Greek version of the Old Testament, called the Septuagint, instead of wandering off into the Hebrew version of the Old Testament. But Jerome held his ground. And 1,100 years later, his translation received the blessing of Trent. I don't know about you, but it sort of shakes my faith a little to see these giants of the church dueling and debating each other, like two great gladiators in the Colosseum exchanging blows. I'm left wondering, who is right and who is wrong? It is very unnerving to me, at least. But these gladiator games of saints also has a beneficial effect. It helps me remember that no one person has a corner on the truth. No matter how much a saint, no matter how much a doctor of the church. Rather, the whole church, including Pope, bishops, doctors, saints, and laypersons, all together constitute the body of Christ and enjoy infallibility. Of course, the Pope has the charism of infallibility in a very unique way, and he exercises it in rare and extraordinary circumstances, not willy-nilly. So I don't worry too much if St. Jerome did not get everything exactly right in his Vulgate translation. And did you know that St. Augustine, at the end of his life, went back and reread all his writings and made corrections to his writings, which he published in a book called The Retractions. The Retractions. I take back the mistakes I made. That is, Augustine did not get everything exactly right either. Do you know any PhD doctors that make mistakes at times? Have you ever encountered any MD doctors who got a diagnosis wrong? Well, the same is true for the great doctors of the church, St. Jerome and St. Augustine. Their wisdom and their folly reminds us not to put our faith in anyone else but Jesus alone, and in his scriptures and in his church. We can learn as much from what the saints got right as what they got wrong. Praised be Jesus Christ.